Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sydney, the Buffalo Common Council is starting to talk about whether to change the law to allow open containers. What are your thoughts about the open container law?
I do think it's about time in our city. I think we have a lot of college students. We have an influx of new professionals, new young professionals in the area. And we have three boroughs or three communities that people go and enjoy music and parties and hanging out with friends like Allentown, Elmwood, and Hurdle. So I'm thinking, like, if those are places where we have a lot of neighbors, we have a lot of new development, it would be a great way for people to just go outside, kind of meet new people, check out the shops, enjoy the nice weather. And having a beer or a wine while you're walking, I think is just a great way to pass the time.
How do you feel things could change with an open container law in Buffalo?
I think the only thing I was kind of concerned about would be open drinking on college campuses. I'm a Canisius University alumni, and I know our campus sits right in the center of the east side. So, and it's kind of like spread out amongst a couple blocks. So I was worried about that, like students walking to and from campus, students who are of age, around students who are underage. So that would be the only drawback I can see, just speaking in from my purview in my community. But I also think when you're around school zones, maybe that could be an issue. So I don't know how regulated the perimeter of where you can drink outside with the open container will be.
What concerns do you have as far as this may be affecting businesses of bars or other restaurants if open containers are in effect?
Oh, yeah, great question. I think it, people will probably move. People will definitely bar hop or just come in for a drink and they're not likely to have an appetizer or stay for dinner. So, but I also think it gives people a chance to spread it out. You know, they don't always have to be devoted to their one local bar or restaurant. They can switch it up. So I do think either way it goes, it's just an opportunity for people to connect, market to more people, come in for a wine, go get nachos down the street, neighborhoods to kind of collaborate and get neighbors to meet each other, kind of make a flow.
How often are you out at area bars or clubs in Buffalo?
I probably go about once or twice a week to meet friends.
How would you say open containers being permitted could affect that nightlife, do you think, or could it hamper the going out experience?
I think it would make it a lot more enjoyable to just meet friends where they are, like at home. You know, I think there's so many great things to do outside in Buffalo that are not just, you know, going to have a dinner and having a drink. I think if you can just meet at each other's house and, you know, walk with a beer and just go for a walk around the neighborhood, go for a walk around the park, go see a show, I think it's just a great way for people to meet outside of a restaurant or establishment. You can meet at home. It gives people a chance to meet from home.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.